Yeah, yeah, viewer mail. Let's do it.
So we got viewer mail.
Are you going to sing your little viewer mail
song?
Cool.
so I got this, I think, about like a week and a half ago. Or no, I think I have not had a chance to. I'm trying to be good about reading viewer mail. This is Rachel, who occasionally shows up and is actually here, like getting something to eat because she lives where we record usually. And this is in regards to that WoCast that we did recently. And so,
WoCast?
Yeah, the,
that's what
did,
he calls it.
We did one about, what do you want to call it?
The podcast about getting chicks.
Oh, then when you call it a WooCast.
No, he calls
it...
Shit,
I always call it WoW on accident.
See, that's the thing, is I'm not thinking you're doing it on accident. I'm thinking you're doing it ironically.
Oh.
We had this argument when the first thing happened.
Like, WoW is kind of like sad.
No, we had this conversation in the podcast. The thing was that she said talking about woo, and Ian said, how do you spell that? And then I said, well, it's W-O-O. And they both said, no, it's not. It's
W-O-O.
And they both said, it's W-O-E. And I said, that's woe. So I had to explain it, and now it became this. Ian equates wooing with woe. So it became this whole thing.
Yeah,
so you did that.
It's really fun.
It's really fun.
Trust me, it's funny. Okay, so anyway, you have viewer mail.
So it's still a WoCast.
Viewer mail.
Let's call it a WoCast.
Okay, so I was highly amused by the podcast that you presented. However, I am not quite sure you understood exactly what I was trying to get at. Although I didn't get to finish it, because I'm at work, so perhaps you cover the grounds in which I had hoped. But I shall find out later tonight when I can actually finish it. Perhaps I should get more involved next time. Let me know, Rachel. Okay.
So
here's what I've done.
I'll explain what I think happened once you're done.
But you guys actually talked about this on the last podcast. I remember, Zach, you were motivated to bring Blaine and get his opinions. Yeah, fantastic. So, Internet, we're going to actually do a little mini one. Stop and think about it. The Return of the Woo.
Return to Snowy River.
The Return to Snowy River. Return to the Blue Lagoon. The Return of Batman Returns.
The Return to Curly's Gold?
Yes, the return to Curly's Gold podcast here very soon. That will
the Curse of Fredo's Gold.
Hopefully answer that question, and then we will be able to...
Okay, so here's why I think what she was talking about. So so read it again, what exactly she says. Okay, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to do Rachel's voice.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for my impression of Rachel?
It's time to sound.
So I was highly amused by the podcast that you presented. However, I am not quite sure you understood exactly what I was trying to get at.
This is good.
Although I didn't get to blah, blah, blah. Okay, so the point was, she doesn't think you understood exactly. Okay, and I'm saying you, even though we both of this. Here's what happened. For those of you who didn't hear it, and if you didn't, you can go click on it right now and listen to it.
You can choke on it.
Which one is it?
It's called The Woe of Woo.
The Woe of Woo. It's actually podcast 13, technically.
There you
I
go.
Think.
So, Rachel walks in. Ian asks her, what would you like to hear us do a podcast about? And she says, why don't you explain what you think is the best way to go about wooing a woman.
Yeah.
Getting a woman interested.
Yeah.
And so Ian excitedly writes this in his notes.
Excitedly.
Later on that night, these things are kind of festering in his diseased mind.
Story.
No, this is what really happened.
Yeah.
So then,
he
tells me in a couple days that he's been thinking of all these things and it's great.
Yeah.
And then he starts name dropping Tom Wolfe. He's pulling things out of the air that have nothing to do with what Rachel asked for.
So he ends up,
he's so excited. He's, I got all these things. I'm going to talk about this and this. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. So then the podcast ends up being about Ian's idea of what it means to be a man. Okay, so say you're Rachel. Hey, Ian, how would you go about wooing a woman? Here's what it means to be a man. And then, like, it turns into this, like, monstrous, like, term paper thesis thing gone crazy. And every once in a while I'm like, all you gotta do is be yourself to get a woman. And then you're like, yeah, and then you go again into like what it means to be a man.
You did. Right? So I think when she listens to the other half, she's probably gonna get whatever it is.
Yeah, she will. She will. That's true. But so she only listened to the first half. All she got was a whole bunch of academic like mumbo jumbo, basically.
Found hilarious, though. So
she found it funny. I think she definitely.
I was being funny in a pretentious Wes Anderson kind of also being serious kind of.
So your humor is Wes Anderson.
He dresses like him. His humor is like him.
Yeah. Except I'm evil.
He normally doesn't dress like him.
Evil. No. Notice the facial hair.
Yes, exactly.
Usually, kind of dress more like I imagine Colin Farrell would.
Really.
I don't know why.
You think?
Thank you.
How do you get your women's, Zach? Because, I mean, you're not married.
That's already been entered into the record. It's your turn.
Okay,
sir.
Well, my tried and true way of getting the ladies is I go to a public place, you see, with my...
Subway?
What now?
Quiznos?
No, more public, like the mall. Oh,
okay.
Or some kind of coffee shop. Because, nice. You know, stuck up assholes like going to coffee shops, and that's where all the ladies reside, right? Is that true?
No.
What are you talking about?
Okay, hot college chicks, maybe.
Coffee.
Okay, keep going. Coffee. Keep going with your flawed thesis here.
Dude, this is true. I sit in the food court, you see, and I just sit there with, like, my legs spread open, you know? Kind of like with gestures, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wait.
Confidence.
Are you talking about, like, your package hanging out?
It's tightly packed into your
girl pants?
They're not girl pants. They're Italian. no, but you got to exude confidence, you see.
But what if you're not confident? Isn't that lying?
No.
What is it, then?
Confidence is perception.
Yeah.
You shut up. You stay
confidence
out of this.
Confidence is perception.
With your psychobabble.
Perception is reality, says Ian.
Okay, that's psychobabble, and it has no place in anything to do with women.
It's scientific. Well, once you get the confidence, then when you enter into a conversation.
So, okay, let me get this straight. I'm going to get some tight pants from Italy.
No. No, you just.
Step number one.
I'm going to
go to the mall. I'm going to sit in the food court.
Yeah.
Spread my legs.
No.
I'm
going to
go spread eagle. I'm going to lean back,
much,
spread eagle,
much,
and
much.
Let my huge bulging
and
package.
And they'll come to you. Come to you.
It's a magnet for women.
Yes.
Their hips just start to
swivel.
They'll
be like, oh.
Now, are you being serious? This is really what happened to you.
Yes. It happens all the time.
No. You're lying.
Anyways, back to my. You just sit there. You just sit there and you be confident, and the women come to you, you see.
So you're saying you sit there.
Yep.
And women will come to you for no reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
No.
Because you're a man.
No. And all women need a man to complete them.
Yes.
Not true. Not going to happen.
Either of you disagree?
I disagree.
Why?
I just told you. Here's the thing. You can't use natural charm if you're sitting there.
I exude charm. I exude it from
the
pores.
You don't exude charm.
Of
if
course
I
do. You're thinking of pheromones, maybe.
If I was a chick and I walked past you in the mall.
You'd be like, that's good. I think I'm
And you were flaunting your genitals through your pants.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there.
Yeah,
like,
and you pretend to be doing something important, too, so they'll think that you have
friends. What could
you
be doing important at the mall?
You could be, like, talking on your phone.
That's important, right?
Yeah, they'll think that
you
know.
Stay trading on your BlackBerry?
So you go sit there in the mall, and you text people.
Yeah.
With your legs spread open.
Yeah.
And women will...
You put the phone in between your legs so it draws
attention. So they have
They're
to
like, oh, what's going on down there? And then you're like, you know, that's the sound of things.
I have a couple problems here. If you're trying to be funny, it's not working. And if you're being serious, you've got to be retarded. I'm looking at the TV, actually. I'm sorry. This is the only thing that's getting me through this. There's like a 1,000-person fight going on Karate Fight Island where they were sent to do this Game of Death remake. Okay. Seriously, tell how you got your girlfriend, for real.
Oh, my girlfriend? Like, literally?
Okay. That's
I've
the only woman you've ever had contact with.
That's
like
not
that's
true.
The only woman you've ever like high-fived with. So Blaine, you said you had the cure-all end-all.
Yeah,
fix.
I didn't. Really.
You were lying.
Yeah, I was
right.
Lying.
Okay, you really did have a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
You really did in some way convince her that you were.
I fooled her.
Romantically
inclined.
Attractive.
Oh.
Or that you should be romantically available and would be a good choice for
procreation.
Recreation. So how then did you make that happen?
I think, to be honest, right?
Please.
I'm not supposed to be kidding around
don't
here.
Be
this is serious.
Here. This is
no
this
flip-flopping.
Is no flip-flopping.
All right, all right. Well, what I did.
Did you or did you not pilot that gunboat?
What? Oh, I think it's just that she thought I was funny.
There you go, man. Humor. Humor, humor. In uniform.
Humor.
Right?
Humor uniform?
Yeah, from Reader's Digest.
If you don't got the looks, then you could always just try. That's you gotta be funny to make up for it.
My wife is always pointing out that you have
nice,
delightfully
hair.
Beautiful eyes. Yeah, and she's your hair has a certain sheen.
So wait, why did we start talking about my hair again?
Oh, because you're beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
And
it's good to hear.
I think that.
No, but mostly it was my funny.
You're funny.
Won her over.
You're funny. Got the money.
Yeah.
Tawny Katane and Joey Gladstone got you a date. I never even say Dave Coulier. I just call him Joey Gladstone. Uncle Joey.
So yeah, that's my way.
And that's kind of what, you know.
I guess that could go in with being yourself then. Right?
It does, because I think that if you are naturally funny
unless
and...
you're constantly contriving to be
funny. I'm not like...
Well, no, I mean, here's the thing, is that people who usually are the funniest are the people who use it as a defense mechanism. Because if you're in any sort of uncomfortable situation... No, because they don't know that. People don't know that. When people, like...
Really, that's usually pretty obvious when people use humor.
To you, because you're the one doing it... I'm talking
Uh-oh.
About humor in uniform,
Whoa.
Man.
The Reader's Digest. No, continue. You had something there. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. Then you rolled your eyes, and now I just feel like you rolled your eyes.
Well, my eyes are bugging me lately.
Oh, so you're...
I'll start wearing my glasses when I switch into full...
Now you're It'll claiming that it's a medical condition.
Like,
rolling your eyes is a medical condition. You didn't actually mean to undermine what I was saying.
All right,
here's the
then?
Thing. Here's the thing. The underminer. Ian the underminer. If you're uncomfortable around certain people, some people's response is to be funny about it. People's response is to get all introverted
I
and sit
That's
there
what I do.
In a shell.
That's pretty much what
like
I do.
The Travis Bickle approach. Be like a crab.
Yeah. So I think that if you exude this humor... element in your defense mechanism that a woman is not going to say. I mean, seriously, you think that women are looking at guys thinking, that's a defense mechanism, that's a defense mechanism, that's a like, no, I mean, come on. You meet someone, you take them as they are. I've met chicks that I thought were hot and it's like intimidating, but you meet someone and you get impressions based on, I mean, face value stuff. It's not like you're sitting there thinking, like, they're like, hey, how you doing? And you think, why did she say how you doing? What is going on in her mind? Why didn't she say how are you doing? Is she from Texas? Did she support the oil embargo? Like, you know, girls aren't doing that.
So, yeah, I guess you can cut out my first way of getting chicks, then. I thought it was pretty clever.
No, it wasn't very clever.
It wasn't
because
clever.
It doesn't work.
You don't think it
wouldn't work.
I think... We could do a field test.
You could do a field test. And
you
next
could
podcast,
do a field test.
Back to us.
No, yeah. Actually, maybe you should do the field test.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not doing the go to the
Can I have a shirt on that says ladies with a question mark?
Ladies?
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
And right now I think it's we just greasy. I think we discussed you use product.
I don't use product.
You do use
product. Well, if you think shampoo's
no, 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 product. No, no, no. He blow dries. That's what it is.
Oh.